California Supreme Court Justice Janice Rogers Brown, nominated to a seat on the Federal Appeals Court here in Washington, ran into a buzzsaw of skeptical questions today at her Senate confirmation hearing. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
For the Bush administration, Brown is the dream judicial candidate, at least on paper, a conservative African American with a great personal story. The daughter of sharecroppers, she attended segregated schools in Alabama, then moved with her family to California, where, as a single mother, she worked her way through law school, moved on to legal positions in government, then to the lower state courts, and in 1996 she was appointed by Republican Governor Pete Wilson to the state Supreme Court. She got the job even though the California Judicial Evaluating Commission found her unqualified, as did the California Bar. This year, when President Bush nominated her to the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, the American Bar Association gave her its lowest passing rating, a mixed qualified and unqualified grade. Though Brown's nomination is opposed by every major African-American legal organization, today the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Orrin Hatch, asserted that opposition to her nomination by a wide variety of liberal groups is based partly on her race.
She is a conservative African-American woman. And for some, that alone disqualifies her nomination to the D.C. Circuit, widely considered a stepping stone to the United States Supreme Court.
In her years on the bench, Brown has cut a controversial path. On a court with six Republican appointees and one Democratic appointee, she is often the lone dissenter. It is Brown's speeches, though, that have garnered yet more attention. She's called the New Deal the triumph of our own socialist revolution. She said that when government moves in, the result is, quote, families under siege, war on the streets, unapologetic expropriation of property, and the triumph of deceit. Asked about those speeches today, she said they spoke for themselves, adding later, I don't hate government, I'm part of the government. But Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, a crucial vote for Brown, said she found the speeches at best intemperate. Brown disagreed.
I may speak in a very straightforward way. I'm very candid, and sometimes I'm passionately devoted to the ideals on which I think this country is founded.
Despite Brown's assertive writing and speaking style, today at the Senate Judiciary Committee, she often seemed confused. Republican Senator Arlen Specter asked her, for instance, about a dissent she wrote in an abortion case, in which she seemed to suggest that the federal Constitution prevents the states from having broader privacy protections in their constitutions.
Isn't it true that the California Constitution can impose a more rigorous standard on privacy?
Well, obviously, I did not think so, Senator.
Well, I believe a state may have a constitution which has a more rigid standard.
Specter then moved on to Brown's majority opinion in a case involving the state anti-affirmative action referendum known as Proposition 209. Doesn't the 14th Amendment guarantee of equal protection of the law override a state law in some cases, he asked?
Well, doesn't the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution mean that the equal protection of the 14th Amendment trumps California Proposition 209?
Doesn't the Supremacy Clause mean that?
Yes.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has not said that.
Well, the state cannot have a constitutional provision which conflicts with a U.S. Constitutional provision, can it?
This is not an issue that I have looked at in detail.
At day's end, it looked very much as though Janice Rogers Brown would likely become the next victim of a Democratic filibuster. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.